Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we've said over the years, elections have consequences, and with regard to the federal courts, we see consequences play out on a weekly basis. Just as the courts forced Americans down paths they would not have chosen, those same courts under new leadership are now leading America back from the brink of insanity. In 1962, the U.S. Supreme Court took prayer out of schools, a decision that ushered in government-sponsored secular humanism and created a moral wasteland that led to rampant drug use, skyrocketing out-of-wedlock births, and a new phenomenon called school shootings. In 1973, the Supreme Court opened the floodgates of abortion with Roe v. Wade, a decision that led to the deaths of 60 million innocent kids. In 2015, the court mandated same-sex marriage, a decision that tore at the very fabric of the concept of the family. Now, kids are being born who purposely will never know either their mother or their father. It was a razor-thin 5-4 majority that ignored the fact that 36 states had already defined marriage as a union between a man and a woman. The next piece of social engineering coming at us like a freight train was the debate on transgenderism, the idea that a man could literally become a woman and vice versa. Men were already competing as women in the Olympic Games, and military hospitals were preparing to treat quote-unquote pregnant male soldiers. It was as though America had gone completely insane, ignoring reason, logic, and science in favor of a politically correct ideology that required us collectively to check our brains at the door. Thankfully, this insanity came to a screeching halt in 2016 with the election of Donald Trump and the subsequent appointment of nearly 200 new judges to the federal bench. As of this week, Tuesday, the actual number was 193, including 2 new justices to the United States Supreme Court. The change was sudden and dramatic. All across the United States, the left began losing cases that would have been a slam dunk just a few years earlier. The pipeline from the California Assembly through the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court was severed, and best of all, the Supreme Court began accepting cases that would allow it to take another look at prior decisions like Roe v. Wade. Suddenly, everything was fair game. Nothing was off the table. Decades of judicial activism is now under review, and the left is going crazy. The latest example is the threat made by Senator Chuck Schumer on Wednesday as the Supreme Court heard a challenge to a Louisiana law that would require doctors who perform abortions to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. In all fairness, it's hard to blame Senator Schumer. The other side is losing ground, and because these judges are so young, it's a trend that's likely to continue for decades to come. And while all of this feels good, it's important for those of us who follow Christ to remember that God's word is still the ultimate truth, and despite all of its power, the Supreme Court is not the supreme judge. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.